Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Hour number two. Welcome back. Love you. Love all of you for listening. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll get to the draft a little bit later. 7:30 to be exact. What the Niners did. Biggest surprise of the first round. And the Raiders. There's still a lot of Raider fans here, so you know, we'll talk about it. Tight end.
Why not?
They traded up last year for a tight end.
Yeah.
They need a quarterback. They need...
They were gone.
Line help. They need... I just feel like that's not the biggest need they have. So now they have two probably really good tight ends.
Same with the Niners. Niners did the same thing.
I understand that. Niners are also perennial Super Bowl contenders.
True.
Raiders are, you know, trying to rebuild here, and they're going in with three subpar quarterbacks, and let's go. Like,
six were gone, though. They couldn't do it. Well, they could do something about going up, but.
Also, you could trade down. You could trade that pick and trade down and short, which is what, again, if Carmichael Dave was the GM, if all the guys I wanted were gone, for example, I'm taking that. What do you want for the 13?
Yeah.
Give me some picks and let me build.
Yeah, if they weren't in the need of a quarterback, to me, the Raiders and the team's not in need of a quarterback, this is a great draft for you because, I mean, people are too thirsty for QBs.
Yes.
And, like, who did? Arizona. To me, now, again, all these guys could fall apart. Sure. All of them could be Hall of Famers.
Sure.
To get Marvin Harrison Jr. when everyone else, quarterback.
Like, right.
That's a great spot to be in. Like, did you get the best lineman because everybody else is too anxious for a QB?
Right.
Did you get the best corner? Did you get the best run? You know, whatever. Offensive tackle. Yeah, because everybody's like, we got to have the next QB. And then what? In 2 years from now, you're going to be drafting a QB again.
And we'll have some talk about QB. That was the one team made a real interesting draft pick.
Yes, they did.
All right. Monty McNair. Montavious Montgomery McNair, Princeton University. He spoke to the media. And started out talking about bright spots in an otherwise disappointing season.
While the year didn't end as we hoped, I do think a lot of bright spots. De'Aaron and Domas' career years in a lot of ways. De'Aaron with leading the league in steals. I believe he had his most points per game. And Domas, obviously, with his double-doubles, triple-doubles throughout the year. Keegan strides on both ends in year two. Keon, when we had some injuries down the stretch, really showing up big for us. And so a lot to build on. I think looking forward, we're excited. I'm excited. Disappointed we didn't make the playoffs, but we do get a lottery pick in addition to, I think, a good base of assets and flexibility to go and improve this team and get back to the playoffs where we want to be.
When we bring Monty on, hopefully next week, I'm going to follow up and I want to push back on, not push back, but ask him to expand on that, because I think the general consensus is that we don't have a lot to build with. You know, yes, we have all but one of our picks, but because that pick didn't convey, we're a little bit hamstrung there. Cap-wise, we're a little bit hamstrung, obviously, with Malik Monk. And not a ton of value, it would appear, outside of Keegan Murray, Sabonis, and Fox. So what really is there? The general consensus, again, is it doesn't seem like we have a lot of maneuverations unless he gets really, really creative. Now, I know Monty would disagree and have really good reasons. I just want to know what those are. And then am I the only one, Jason, who I heard him start that and, you know, he's not going to go up there and be like, it was a failure. Everything sucks. You know, there were bright spots. But when he talked about Fox and Sabonis having career years, that's actually a low point for me. That's like a bad spot.
Meaning if they did, then and you didn't make it, then what does that say?
You just wasted two career years out of your two biggest stars in their prime who are not 22. They're not 30.
Right.
But they're not 22, and you still didn't make the playoffs. That, to me, is a little – it'd be one thing if, like, one of them was injured the whole year, or, well, Domas had a really down year, or De'Aaron did. No, they both played pretty much the whole year. They both had career years, and you didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a it's a difficult spot for Monty to be in this sense that, you know, he's not going to go up there and blast the year likely because it's also an indictment on him. Not that he can't admit he's wrong, and he could admit he's wrong to, those internally and even the public to some extent. But you also defend your own job, and I don't fault him for that. The other part, though, so last night watching the Lakers and Nuggets, and you've done the comp to the Nuggets a lot for the Kings. And I don't know why this hit me differently last night. Maybe I just never thought of it this way. But when they were talking about the Nuggets, they said, you know, this is the eighth year of Murray and Jokic. Mm-hmm. Now, Sabonis and Fox, it's what, 2.5?
Yes.
Now, I don't know. They started their path together later.
Right.
But you just go, man, 8 years, they got together. In the seventh, they won a championship. In the eighth, they're one of the favorites.
8 years, and the first three, they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
And they also went from the conference finals to being out in the first round before they won the championship.
Yeah.
Forward.
So, like, when people are talking about, like, great duos. So then I just started thinking about, you know, like, Tatum and Brown have been together a long time. Obviously, Steph, Clay, Draymond.
Right.
Like, there is something keeping groups together. Like, if you have something, and in this case, you would say Fox and Sabonis definitely are something special.
Yes.
It's the other parts, too. But, you know, how long is that window? They won't get 8 years together. Right. I would be shocked. But they might get 6, 5, and you go, okay, what can you do in that window?
The Nuggets added Michael Porter Jr., but really did not become the Nuggets until, and we've said this ad nauseum, until they got Aaron Gordon.
Right.
And once they got Aaron Gordon, they added in, you know, okay, here's a Bruce Brown, here's a Kentavious Caldwell Pope, now you have a championship team. Mm-hmm. That's completely understandable. All right, we got to take a break. Steven, real quick. Hello, Steven. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I know.
Okay, for sure. So you dropped a quote. You dropped a little snippet earlier, and nobody got the baseball reference.
Thank you.
No, nobody.
Thank you.
Go back to your fancy cars and your big bank accounts and your celebrity friends and your beautiful women and Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year. Come on.
That's well done. Yeah, that was when we were talking about Luke Perry. I said no, Luke Perry. Yeah, what's his son's name?
Jack Perry.
Jack Perry. No psych outs, because you weren't allowed to use Steve Perry psych outs in baseball. Baseball's a forgotten. You don't remember Steve Perry?
I don't remember.
You don't remember the psych out? Perry.
I remember the psych outs, but I don't remember that specifically.
Come on, Steve Perry. And it should have been gone. Oh, come on, man. No Steve Perry psych out. No. It's worth another watch.
It hold up?
In some ways, no. God, no, it does not hold up in some ways, but still one of my all-time favorite sports movies. It's just so stupid. We will take a break. We'll continue with Monty McNair at 7:43, NFL draft at 7:30. When we come back, 3 for Madness. I have long been a defender in many ways of Joel Embiid. I go back and forth with him. I'm very upset with Joel Embiid right now, and it is an Embiid-centric 3 for Madness coming up next.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget.
Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Three questions, three answers. It's Three for Madness on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Here's question one.
Oh, man. It's always good when you have a couple of laughing tears during the break. Not another teen movie.
Classic.
Doesn't completely hold up, but... That might be the dumbest movie I love of all time.
I really enjoyed it. I told you I saw it last night.
That's so great.
Was it weird seeing Captain America in it?
Yes. We talked about that. Captain America with the whipped cream.
It's a banana split.
I was telling him the stupidest part of the movie that gets me every time. It's what made me laugh. It's when, if you haven't seen Not Another Teen Movie, go see it.
Spoiler alert.
It's when she's, I already laughed when I told you. Why am I laughing? It's when she's painting the picture of her mom and she turns it around. It's just a big stick figure. What is he saying?
He says, oh, she has your eyes.
It's such a stupid movie. All right. Three for Madness. Question one, Chris.
Joel Embiid, as we mentioned yesterday, has been playing with Bell's palsy.
Yes.
Have you gained respect for him playing through pain and hurdles this season?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I have, but I also want to be really careful, too. I'm not a huge fan of losing respect because somebody's injured. Like, you know how I feel about the Ben Simmons thing. Even Anthony Davis, when I'm, you know, I'll have fun with it sometimes, but in reality... You never know. I know that different people have different pain tolerances, but it's not like these guys want to be injured. Then everybody piles on top of them. It bothers me that Anthony Davis got all this crap and Kawhi Leonard never gets crap, et cetera, et cetera. So it's tough because I don't lose as much respect as others do. But with Joel Embiid, you know, this is a guy whose career was in jeopardy coming out of the draft.
Right.
And to see him power through, obviously his knee not being right. Now he's playing with Bell's palsy on top of the knee situation. I wouldn't lose respect for him if he didn't play, but at the same time, obviously it means more. It means a ton to him. It goes beyond the contract. Goes beyond. He's not. He would have every right, Jason, to say, you know what? I need to make sure I'm right. Sorry, Philly, but I need to take care of myself. And he's not doing that. And I appreciate that. I may not agree with it,
yeah,
but I appreciate that.
I do, too. I think there's incredible pressure on him. That city is very, very tough, and he's trying to show that same kind of toughness, maybe sometimes to his own detriment, but doesn't mean you don't. I mean, the respect level is there.
Right.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Number two, please.
Question two.
Joel Embiid not only kicked Mitchell Robinson in the junk on a jumper, but then grabbed his leg and pulled him down. Have you lost respect for Embiid in these playoffs?
Yeah, a lot. I lost a lot of respect for Joel Embiid last night. Look, it already bothers me that, and we'll get to this in a second, that he's a free throw merchant. He's become a free throw merchant. But if you go back and you look at the replays, you know, he did the whole jumper thing and he kicks his leg out. I understand when you go back and you look at some of the most guys who have a great jump shot, and Joel Embiid does, you know, there is a little bit of a kick out from their foot. That just happens. He's doing like a straight, like, you know, Danielson karate kick, crane kick into Mitchell Robinson's junk. And I refuse to believe that that was not something he planned on doing. But you know what? Happens. Move on. Fine. It's gamesmanship. Whatever. I've watched the replay of Joel Embiid on the ground yesterday, and Mitchell Robinson goes up to jump, and Embiid full-on grabs his leg and pulls him into him. And I even watched it. One of the reasons I watched it so much, Jason, I'm like, is there any chance that Embiid's on the ground and he sees Robinson jump and he's trying to prevent Robinson from coming down on him? Like, I always try to look at the other side. And I can't buy it, man. That was a dirty, in-the-moment play. Robinson now has a sprained ankle. Now, the smart thing to, first off, that should have been a flagrant two and an ejection, in my opinion. Secondly, the right thing to do would be for the league office and Joe Dumars to step in and suspend Joel Embiid for at least one game. Or, hell, you can come back when Mitchell Robinson comes back. He can't do that because the Knicks had just sit Mitchell Robinson the whole series. But my point is, Joel Embiid should sit the next game, and he should be fined about $100,000 because there's no room for that. And he could have seriously injured Mitchell Robinson. It's dirty, and there's no place for it.
Yeah, there's just a code amongst players. It's 100% dirty.
Yes.
Bush League, however you want to do it. Like, there's intention there. Yeah, he might have not wanted him to land on him, and he was in a compromised position.
Yes.
But that's just not, there's so many levels to that. That's not cool what Embiid did. And he's fortunate, honestly, Dave. That to me could have ended up in an all-out brawl and would have, don't want to say justified, but I would have understood.
Absolutely would have been justified.
Yeah. So you just go, I get it. And you're big and maybe people don't want to go after you, but that was weak. Like
there's no place for it.
The only thing I could think he was thinking of is, look, I don't want you to land on me. I get that.
Sure.
But that's it. Other than that, it's like, you're in a bad spot.
Yep.
You can't make it worse for him.
Yep.
You could have done real damage to him.
Real damage. He did damage.
Yeah, you're right. But that was just, and then even just like, what? Like,
right.
No, you did it, dude. You did it. We saw it, and there was no place for it.
And there's, I think it's really important. No one dislikes Draymond Green more than me, but you got to have the same energy, dude. Mm-hmm. If you're going to come down on Draymond Green for the whole Sabonis thing, I don't care that Joel Embiid has a funny Twitter account and has a great personality and is a sweetheart and all that stuff that his image is. You have to have the same energy for that you do for Draymond. It was dirty, and there's no place for it.
Did you see Draymond's comments?
I did see Draymond's comments. I responded. Draymond went on his Twitter, was like, y'all didn't have the same energy when Sabonis grabbed my leg in full stride. And it's like, what temperature is it in your world, Draymond, where you live? In mid-stride? Bro, you used his chest as a trampoline. That was the beginning of your stride, but they always say the best liars are the ones that truly believe. I truly believe Draymond Green, if you hooked him up to a lie detector test and said, did Domantas Sabonis hold your leg mid-stride? Even though there's demonstrable proof that that's not the case, I would bet $1 trillion Draymond Green would pass that light. He truly believes that.
Oh, he'd be like, I was sprinting like down the court.
And he believes it. Those are the best liars. When you have the ability to convince yourself that that's the truth, and Draymond's one of those guys. Number three.
Question three.
Joel Embiid has more free throws made than field goals made in the playoffs. Have you lost respect for him as a free throw merchant?
That's been going on for a while. Let's think about that. He has more free throws made than field goals made. Now, granted, a field goal can be 2 or 3 points. It's a little misleading. And I understand that it takes a level of I can understand and even have some form of respect that, hey, look, it's basketball. You're looking for any edge possible. And if you have the IQ and the ability enough to be able to bait these people into basically breaking the rules, that's what a foul is. You're breaking a rule, and it helps your team win. He makes his free throws. It allows everybody to get down and set the defense. It's a very valuable thing. It's just unethical basketball. Is it legal to go 55 in the fast lane in most states because you pay your taxes? Yes, it is. Is it the right thing to do? No.
Should I pay my taxes?
Should you tell your significant other that they do, in fact, look fat in that dress or suit? No. Are you lying? Probably not. You know, there's that ethical line of things. And Joel Embiid, maybe not, he might not be James Harden, but he's as bad or worse than Luka Doncic when it comes to unethical basketball.
So the question is, have you lost respect? I've lost respect for him in this. I just don't prefer it. Now, you know, it's kind of like one of those things. If there's a player that is tough, intense, and maybe borderline dirty, you're like, I don't like him. But if he was on my team, I'd like him. I don't know the answer to that. I don't really feel like the Kings have had a player that's been this.
They haven't.
That's like, man, they get to the line so many times. I didn't come here to watch this guy shoot free throws.
Yeah. I would hate it.
I know in the end, if that player helped them win, I would enjoy the fact that they were winning.
I wouldn't be able to defend it.
But I don't think I would. I don't prefer it. I think you have to have the right calls. Like, I don't want a player getting robbed.
Sure.
But I also don't want to play. I mean, I don't prefer the player that gets, hey, they average 26, but like 12 of them are from the line. I'm like, no, I want to see you make shots.
It's unethical. It's dumb basketball. By the way, nothing wrong with when the other team's on a 12-0 run. And you're like, I got to get us going, and you draw a foul. I get that.
Oh, yeah.
Draw
a foul, go to free throws.
Right. But when that's a part of your offense.
Yeah, when it's your weapon, it's like.
And it makes sense. You're slowing the game down. You make your free throws. He shoots 80%. That's going to be higher than his field goal percentage. And, oh, by the way, you're putting the other team in foul trouble. I get it. It's just lame. And, oh, by the way, yesterday, I don't know if you saw the flop he had at the three-point line, too, where nobody touched him and he flailed his arms around. It's like, bro, you're embarrassing yourself. Like, that's just that's legacy stuff right there. That's one of those times where I'm like, is that something Jordan would have done? You know, and then I go, well, he probably did, too. I just didn't watch it. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's get into the NFL draft. The Niners surprised some people. The Raiders probably didn't surprise anyone. It's the Raiders. It's like a drunk uncle. You know what they're going to do, or you don't.
Drunkle.
And the biggest surprise of the first round, we'll get to it next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140
on Sactown Sports.
Welcome back. Friday Fun and Games coming up later on in the program. That's always fun. It's always a blast.
We'll see.
any hints?
No.
Okay. By the way, earlier in the program, I asked a question online. Almost 1,000 votes in. Jeez.
Wow.
Would you trade the lottery pick, King's lottery pick, for 2 years of LeBron James? And it's a deeper question. Basically, would you take Bronny James? I'm counting it as, you know, nothing.
Why would that be no for anybody?
Well, I can tell you some of the, well, I'll tell you this much. Have you seen the results?
No.
Okay.
You said 1,000? Well, it doesn't matter. So yeah, percentage?
Just under 1,000.
Percentage, I'm going to go, well, the fact that he's a Laker, though, that's like, I'm going to go 68 yes, 32 no.
I'm going to go 73% yes.
Yeah, I probably went too low.
57% of Kings fans say yes.
Wow.
Some negative, it really surprised me too, by the way. I would have been in your guys' range too, I admit, 100%. 2 years of 40 and 41-year-old LeBron, no. Well, it's not.
Have they seen 39-year-old LeBron? Right, right, right.
Apparently the cliff is coming.
I'm just going to read the negatives here because there's a lot of positives. But if you vote yes, you vote yes for Mike Brown getting fired. Coaches don't last with Braun. He played for Eric Spoelstra. And there's a few coaches that have left.
That's probably the one, though.
Yeah. Let's see. I would do 20 more years of basement dwelling before I'd watch LeBron in a Kings uniform.
Wow.
Those are, by the way, I'm not saying that there aren't actual basketball reasons. I don't want to dismiss it. I have found, though, and I'm not the only one, I think, that a lot of times the Venn diagram between disliking LeBron and politics are pretty close. There is a certain segment out there that really does not like LeBron.
Gotcha.
I would just prefer to have basketball reasons. Let's see. LeBron is a coach killer. Also, that Venn diagram also goes over. There's like a large group of people in that large group of people where politics that spell it LeBron. I've noticed that too. There's a lot of LeBrons out there. Dude's a roster cancer. The Lakers play better without him because it opens up their offense more. Well, really? Is that a thing? And then there's one. Anyone who says no is a lunatic. Okay. So there's that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then somebody got mad at me because I tweet too much about the Kings and not about Huddersfield Town. Somebody replied.
Oh, yeah.
Your heart is with the Kings. Huddersfield is a toy. I don't say that. Yeah. All right.
You're the Tony Khan of Huddersfield. Yeah,
exactly.
If you were to show up with a...
With the neck brace?
With the neck brace.
Let's go.
From the draft. Can I tell you one thing about the draft last
Please.
Night? That
yes.
I will say I shouldn't be stunned, but I was. For me, maybe one of the most stunning things are how many people were there.
Over 150,000 people.
Wasn't it closer to 300?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I saw 150.
I thought I saw 250,000.
Yeah. Closer to 300,000 people.
Almost a million people.
Whatever the number was.
Yeah.
We talked about the draft, like, just in principle. Like, I had trouble watching it on TV. I did watch some, more than I thought I would, actually.
I was just waiting for the Jags pick.
But the amount of people that would go to an event that's 4 hours long to watch people read names. Now, I know there was some music, and I'm sure there was some cool stuff that went on.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I couldn't agree with you more. And
stunning to me.
I want to be careful here because I don't like yucking anyone's yum.
Right.
And,
no, also, no.
And if it makes you happy, it can't be that bad.
I don't fault that.
But it does make
It's not for me.
I get a little depressed and I'm like, you all drove to Detroit to, as you perfectly said, watch names get read. And then you drove home.
Happy or sad.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, look, makes you happy. God bless you. But that makes you happy? That sounds like that's one of those things where if the NFL draft was insane, I mean, we do it just because it's a spectacle. But let's say, for example, and maybe this is just privilege. But if like our program director was like, hey, we've got it in the budget. We're going to fly you first class to Detroit. You stay there for 3 days. We want you to do the show from there. We're going to put you up in a 5-star hotel, and then you're going to be in the media VIP section on the side of the stage. I'd be like, do you think maybe that sounds like something for Styles and Watkins?
I would
not want to.
Wow.
No, I'm saying.
I think the first time, though, I'd go like, you know what? I'm not looking forward to the event, but then getting there. I mean, see all the people. I would have been floored by all that. Yeah. And maybe part of it would have been cool. But I don't picture myself wanting to do it like year in and year out.
Maybe you do it just for the experience, I guess.
Yeah, just go, man, remember that one time we went? That was incredible. That was just a
Chris,
crazy
Chris, you'd
event.
Want to do it?
Huh? Yeah, like if that was offered to me.
All right, sounds like a job for Chris. Our NFL draft correspondent.
Yeah. Remember when the NFL draft ruined all those bachelorette parties in Nashville?
Yes.
That was my favorite.
But like now cities, honestly, if you get that many, I don't know if it's – better than the Super Bowl, but you had more people there. What's that do for that community?
I mean, are there at least like rides?
But like literally food? Between picks, there was music. Like there's stuff going on. I'm like, yeah, sure. Did I go to a concert or did I go to a?
Why not hold it on a Friday or Saturday night then?
Well, it's multiple nights, right?
Yeah, true. But I mean, they should do night.
That was just the first round last.
How many is there today?
Second and third.
No. How many people are there today?
Seven
total. Like not 7,000, probably about 100,000. I'd say
100,000
Friday night,
right?
Friday night, in Detroit, maybe.
Yeah,
let's go. Lots of Little Caesars.
Look cool.
Yeah,
they built that just for that.
Here's the Niners pick yesterday.
The 31st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida.
Okay. Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver. You have Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm. You have Debo Samuel. You have George Kittle. You have Christian McCaffrey.
And McCaffrey, by the way, might be their best receiver.
You're exactly right.
I mean, he's, you know, by definition, he's not. But
you are exactly right. Yeah. Interesting. Which will now only increase the rumor that he's gone, either Ayuk or now it sounds like Debo Samuel. We can't say anything about that. What we can do, though, is play you some clips. First off, before we get to the clip, you saw this.
I see which one.
This was the quote of the night. This is Brian Thomas's parents after Brian was selected by
the question.
His dad was saying something, and they asked the mom a question. And she gave the sweetest, funniest answer.
It's not wrong.
Find the lie. Find the lie in what his mom said. God bless her. I love it to death. Here we go.
It's awesome. That's all I can tell you. It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Couple hours. Had a few stopovers.
It's such a cool answer. She answered the question. Yeah.
We had a really good breakfast along the way.
How far have you come? How far has this family come? How long has your journey been? Well, about 2.5 hours.
Yeah. That's not a good question.
I'm not. Here's the thing. I'm not going to rip the question because I'm not.
Because you ripping love the answer.
I love the answer. The
answer is fantastic.
The answer is fantastic.
Traffic was an issue, but.
Yeah. It was fine. We checked in the hotel.
But we made it.
Yeah. It was great.
They had a free continental breakfast.
Here is C.J. Stroud, former number one pick in the – number one, number two? Number one. Number two. One. Camera one, camera two. Number two pick in the draft. Talking about the 49ers' new wide receiver out of Florida, Ricky Pearsall.
Bro, when I tell you – I don't know what – like it's like tank. Like, you can't just put one – like, it's everything combined. Mm. Like, I just text my boy. I'm one of my best friends. He's always with me. And I tell him, like, dang, they got Pearsall. I wanted him bad. Like, man. Dude. Especially, like, before we didn't know we were going to get Steph. Pearsall was my guy. Mm.
Loved him. Now, Steve Smith, former receiver for the, speaking of the Panthers, is actually a pretty good evaluator of talent when it comes to wide receiver. Chris, I am 96% sure this is clean. I watched it before, but now I'm a little worried, so just help me out here. Here's Steve Smith on Ricky Pearsall.
Stop calling him Ricky Pearsall and call him what his real name is. Slick Rick is what they call him. Great vision, stands out. He knows exactly where he needs to be. Played with three different quarterbacks with three different styles of play. Look at this. Oh, I'm about to drive on him. Got him. Whoopsie. Look at this quarterback. Every indication he might be playing for the other team. Look at this play. Runs a little fake screen. How do you think this is going to end up? Bow! Look at him pop up. Nice, strong headache ball. Ooh. No one had that stanky leg. He got all the way down to the floor.
He loves him.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said.
And they already talked about him as a punt returner, too. Besides
yep.
receiver.
Yep. So, you've got a lot to work with there. It'll be very interesting to see what the rest of the Raiders do. The rest of the Niners draft goes like. And everybody is going to be kind of on pins and needles today, wondering if it seems like if one's going to go, it's going to be Debo. And that would be you better be good, Ricky. Also, the Raiders draft a tight end. A lot of people questioning that. A lot of people also saying probably best player available.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an argument that, hey, look, when you're there, you go best player available with your bid pick. And then you build for roster after that. And we'll see how that works out. Let's not judge the entirety of the draft.
Right.
Biggest surprise, though, by far, the Atlanta Falcons drafting Michael Penix Jr. when they just paid Kirk Cousins. And, oh, by the way, I believe the first year Cousins isn't guaranteed, Penix would be 27 years old. There's a lot more to talk about here, and we got to go to break, but it comes down to either are the Falcons stupid, or is this the new world order now where everyone's following or wanting to follow the Packer blueprint, which the Niners were trying to do with Trey Lance? Are you drafting your quarterback of the future and letting him sit for a couple years behind a seasoned pro? That quarterback room is going to be interesting. Pittsburgh's quarterback room is going to be interesting. Denver's quarterback room, Oakland or Las Vegas's quarterback room. We'll see. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up Monty McNair's season evaluation, if you could. We could talk about Monty McNair's performance or lack thereof throughout the show. But we will wrap that up in the next segment. I'd rather talk about everybody else's performance. My good friend, Dr. Jack Friedlander, his partner, Dr. Pash, and everyone over at the Upsize Clinic. UpsizeMatters.com is where you can get all the details. For a procedure that is same day, a procedure that will give you immediate results, non-surgical, virtually pain-free, and it's safe, it's effective, it's long-lasting, it's semi-permanent. Now, we've had a couple weeks to talk about this, so hopefully everything's kind of died down now, because you hear a commercial like this, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing that. Well, it's a thing. No pun intended. I mean, it's a thing that, you know, affects people, especially when you look at our demographic. What do you want? Look, girth is consistently ranked as one of the, if not the most important attribute for men. This procedure can fix that on the same day or add to it. It's a free consultation. Procedure, once again, can be done same day as your consultation. These are doctors. Dr. Pash, Dr. Friedlander, both docs, both know exactly what they're doing. Go to UpsizeMatters.com. UpsizeMatters.com. Get your girth on. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up Monty McNair next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sactown Sports.
All right, back to Monty McNair. Let's get a couple more quotes from him, and then let's grade him out here. He talked about the bright points in a disappointing season when we did this a couple segments ago. We've heard of Heat culture. How about Kings culture?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is what we've seen, especially the last couple of years, guys wanting to be here in Sacramento, wanting to be a part of what we're doing here, guys coming here wanting to stay, guys from elsewhere wanting to come and join, and, you know, Coach Brown, his staff, our players, all deserve a ton of credit for that, and obviously, you know, winning helps.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, 100%.
And look, people aren't going to want to come here because, hey, the defensive player of the game crown.
Right.
But it doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. It's part of culture. It's part of having fun. The beam.
The fans.
The fans. Those are real things. Absolutely. Now, money talks.
Mm-hmm.
As everyone said, and we've made fun of it, it's a business. And it is a business. But that's the type of stuff that happens when it evens out. We always go back, Jason, to 02, because that's all we really know when it comes to extended success for this team. And we always mention the Scott Pollards and the John Berrys and the Jimmy Jacksons and the Bobby Jacksons and all these people that used to come here and they'd resurrect their careers and then go somewhere else and make a ton of money. Well, that's what happens when you have good teams and good culture. And I think the culture is not there. I think the culture is in progress. But Kings culture today compared to Kings culture 3 years ago is completely different.
Right.
Which, by the way, is why you need to just extend Mike Brown. Do I think Mike Brown is the answer for this team? Long-term, can he win him a championship? I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that they have been above 500 in every year he's been the coach, significantly above 500. They were never above 500 in any other year other than an Adelman year. And the culture has completely changed.
Yeah.
That, to me, deserves an extension.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I would say it this way, and I don't know who, just whoever's out there hearing this, and whatever you would say is the number one coach in the NBA, whoever that is to you, if that coach was here, I don't think the roster was good enough to win a championship.
Right.
Now, maybe that coach could have gotten a little more out of them. Maybe. I don't know the answer to that. But I don't think their record is in spite of Mike Brown. I wouldn't put it that way by any means. I think Mike Brown is a good coach.
Yeah.
And I think their roster construction was not enough this year.
I agree.
Now, I also don't think they're very far away, but that doesn't just mean, hey, one tweak and you got it. But what is it? And I don't think it's as clear as, hey, just get this player and you're fine. Like, I don't know if it was your job, if it was my job,
yeah.
I've got some idea. It doesn't mean like, man, I don't know. I don't know for sure. It's really an inexact science.
And it goes beyond the numbers. It also, by the way, goes into the culture.
Yeah.
And can this person play with that person? He is the GM. It's going to be up to him to do everything he can to re-sign Malik Monk. So we talked about that.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, I won't get any of those specifics, but, you know, credit to Malik. He gets to make a free agent decision. It's, you know, I think we'll put our best foot forward. You know, he loves it here. We love him. And so hopefully we'll be able to do that when the time comes.
Underrated, but also on him when it comes to the Mike Brown contract. Now, Vivek's going to weigh in on that, of course. But here's what Monty said about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, as I talked about, you look at a two-year horizon here, which is when Coach Brown and his staff came in, and a lot of positives. You know, we're certainly disappointed this year. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike and I will sit down and try to figure out how we get back to where we want to get to. We'll have all those conversations here starting soon.
Is it just me or was that a non-answer on his contract? Or did I miss something? I don't want to.
That's a non-answer.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
One more here. Let me see. Oh, here. How about, Monty, you don't ever do anything except when you do something with this bonus thing. It's a valid point. Or it's a valid question, I should say. Here's Monty on the team's aggression.
I would point to, you know, I think for our group, we've shown, you know, when the time comes that and the opportunities there, we'll be aggressive. We've done it. We're certainly, it's not something where, you know, we said, oh, we had success. Let's just roll it out. We're not sitting on our hands. We're out there looking at all the opportunities. Obviously, in the last couple go rounds, we've generally not made a bigger move. You know, we've been in some conversations. We always will. We have to find out what's out there, and we got another opportunity. You know, this summer we got, like I said, draft pick in the lottery. a lot of flexibility. I think, look, we have a lot of players that have contributed to winning. And, you know, I think the league sees that. You know, Brooklyn just wanted to come in and, you know, take our number one assistant because of what Mike and the players have done here. So, you know, we got to always evaluate those things. And, you know, it's, you know, for us, I think it's putting ourselves in a position that we can take advantage of those opportunities when they come. And I think we're in position to do that this summer.
You know, on the sheet here, and we've done this all week and kind of laughed about it, but on our prep sheet here for the schedule for the show, we by now should be pre-promoting that we're going to get to De'Aaron Fox next. But I think what we're finding, and this is probably 100% my fault for being a blabbermouth, but it's more complicated than just a couple of clips, and hey, you got to be, you know. And I think with Monty, he is arguably the most important guy to evaluate. We still haven't gotten to Keegan. De'Aaron, Sabonis. Have we talked? I don't remember talking about Barnes.
Yeah, we did.
We did do Barnes. Yeah. That's one. It's like some of his games this year. We're going to take a break because A, we're out of time, and B, I do want to come back and actually finish up with Monty because I think it's important, Jason, we have a conversation about what he just said. We've been aggressive when the time an opportunity presented itself. So when we come back, Jason, I kind of want to switch the normal chairs here. I'm going to be Monty McNair's defense attorney, and I'm going to present a situation that I think is incredibly favorable and rosy to Monty McNair, and I'm going to ask you to push back on it. Even if you agree with it, just give me the flaws in what I'm saying, and then we can have a conversation about that. If you want to weigh in, 1-800-920-1140. We'll get back to the NFL draft coming up at 8:27, and I think we may have time to get into a little bit of DeMontis Sabonis, too, in a double segment coming up right after this.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.